This is the CBET Daily Text. The mind-blowing implications of the Word becoming flesh. John 1, 14 to 18. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning Him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of His fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is Himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made Him known." Consider this. The message of the Gospel of John is as simple as it is incomprehensible. If you want to see the one and only true God of all that is and was and is to come, look at Jesus. Jesus has not come to show us that He is God. God has come to show us that He is Jesus. Yes, Jesus has come to show us what God is like, but in an even greater sense, I think God has come to show us what human beings are like. So what if humanity has always been in the heart of God? What if being created in the image of God actually means to be truly human? Otherwise, does being created in the image of God mean everything but being human? Otherwise, what does the Word became flesh actually mean? What if human beings were always meant to be the bearers and sharers of divine power? And what if Jesus has come to show us what it looks like for a human person to live and move and have their being in the realm and reality of divine power, which is holy love? Wouldn't this make better sense of what it means to be created in the image of God? Indeed, to be image bearers? Note, I'm not making bold assertions here, but asking probing and admittedly unsettling and mind-blowing questions. And please understand, I'm not asking them of you. I'm asking us to ask them of the text. Flesh and blood cannot reveal such things. Only Word and Spirit can. When the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us, this is what began to happen. And it never stopped. The prayer. Abba Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we know that to speak Your name is to stand on holy ground. Open the fullness of who we are, that we might begin even to grasp the fullness of who You are. Even more, awaken our faith to the reality that we might be filled with that very same fullness. We pray in the name of Jesus, who with you and the Holy Spirit reign together as one God forever and ever. Amen. The questions. Number one, does today's reading make you want to quit the daily text? Please don't. Where are you challenged in your understanding? Number two, do you tend to have a transactional view of salvation, or is it a more comprehensive vision? And number three, what do you make of this notion of humanity always being at the core of the image of God? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.